Thank you for joining the Faith Church Podcast. Connect with us on social media to receive daily inspiration by searching at Your Faith Church on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Get live streaming notifications, receive daily encouragement, and stay up to date on the latest information. Follow, like, and subscribe today.
I want to talk to you today about what Christmas is for. Christmas is for giving. Christmas is for giving. Absolutely it is. You know, many times we talk about gifts that are under the tree, but it's obviously about the gift who hung on the tree, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And he obviously saw something in us that we didn't see in ourselves. And how many of you like me and you've done some sinning and you needed a Savior? Raise your hand. Some of you are still sinning. You're lying in church right now. Let's try it one more time. It's Christmas Eve. Let's do it, all right? You don't want to go to hell on Christmas Eve, all right? So we want to admit to it. So we needed a Savior. So Jesus becomes this earth-born baby through this Virgin Mary that we saw demonstrated today. And the next thing we know, that he lives this sinless, spotless life for 33 years. And so he was all about not necessarily the gifts, monetary gifts that you have. He just knew that for God so loved the world that he gave. So he was a giver. But what he really gave was forgiveness. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, is about Christmas is forgiving. Now, a lot of preachers today are going to talk about the three wise men. How many of you heard about that? How many of you heard the little baby wrapped in swaddling clothing? Come on, somebody. And then they brought him gold and frankincense and myrrh. How many of y'all know it's cold? They should have brought him a blanket. Come on, somebody. So we know the story, that story. And oftentimes I think people come to church maybe once a year. And so when they hear this thing, they're like, is this what they talk about 52 weeks a year? But it's not. How many of y'all know we talk about some other things? And so today, to kind of show you things that we talk about, Christmas is forgiving. I want to talk to you about forgiving people, forgiving yourself. Anybody ever had somebody do you wrong? Raise your hand if you've had them do you wrong, all right? How many of you ever done anybody wrong? Come on, all right? So we need to have and practice forgiving. So we know that God gave us this thing called the Lord's Prayer. Jesus said, you know, hey, here's the way we should pray. He modeled prayer. It says, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, the kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, so we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, glory, and forever. Amen. So you can say that really quick, and how many of you know that's really not heartfelt? That was a guideline for prayer. But I want to draw our attention right now to this little part right here that proves that Christmas is forgiving, where he says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. The problem is, though, we're not God. How many of y'all would admit today that you're not God? Raise your hand. Have you ever met people that thought they were God? Raise your hand. In fact, I have a doctor that does all kinds of stuff. He keeps you young. I'm actually 87. But he actually said to me one time, he says, I'm kind of like God. He believes that. He said, I'm kind of like God. I can do this, that, and the other. I'm like, well, God's never charged me, but thank you. But people think they're like God, and we're not. So when God forgives you, the Bible says that he forgives and he forgets. It says that he takes our sin, this is incredible, and he throws it as far as the east is from the west, which represents him hanging on the cross. So no longer can he remember our sin. But we all admitted that we are not God, so I will forgive you, but most of the time I can't forget about it because I think my forgetter's broke. Come on, anybody in here right now? So we forgive, but sometimes we can't forget. Which makes holidays sometimes tough because you got to buy things for people that you don't like with money that you don't have. Don't point at nobody right now. I'm just saying, you know who you are. So Christmas is forgiving, not just presents, but forgiving one another. Because life is too short and you're too good looking and you have too much going for you to allow a few things that happen by people to affect you and allow that to be the gift that keeps giving. And you need to say, today is the day that I'm going to realize that Christmas is for giving, and I might have not forgotten about it, but I'm going to forgive them. I'm going to do my best to forget about it, and I'm going to love everybody as God has loved me because he gave me the big gift. Come on, somebody ought to say amen. And I'm going to give them the little gift. Okay, so let's talk about family for a minute. Family. Y'all going to Christmas Eve? How many of y'all do Christmas Eve? You know, with family? How many of y'all do Christmas Day as well? How many of y'all got married and it was really confusing because you had to go to five different people's houses, right? So it gets more and more confusing. But family time, you got the family that you really like. Maybe that's your family, not his. Or you got the family that you kind of like. And then you actually go to a room and there's people in the room that you do like. And then there's people that you're like, I don't even know how they got in here, but they definitely, I think I saw them on Springer. How many of y'all got those people? If you don't raise your hand, I'm assuming you're that person, okay? So life is full of difficult people or different kind of people. So during the holidays, people sometimes don't realize that these are times in which we need to be the bigger person and say, you know what? I'm going to sow love and I'm going to act right, even though they might not be right, because sometimes people have hurt us and they didn't even mean it. You're not buying it, are you? You're like, no, they meant it, okay? But even if they did mean it, how many of y'all know the bigger person takes the high road and says, I'm not going to try to penalize you or stay mad at you? We almost got a clap going there. I think I'm making progress. So this gift under the tree that I'm giving you right now has your name on it. Unwrap it and say, hang on, I am going to forgive them. And then you have to do what the Bible said, which is to say, I'm going to walk in love. Everybody shout that. I'm going to walk in love. Now, sometimes you don't realize that you're actually hurting somebody or they hurt you. So Pastor Phil at the Wellness Spring campus, he got two little boys, Brandon and PJ. Well, they were all wrestling two nights ago, and they got to wrestling too much, and PJ got too aggressive or something, flipped over, hit his head on the coffee table and put a little hole in his head. It's not a big hole, but it is a hole. So they sent me a picture and said, hey, just so you know, I want you to pray. We're taking him to the hospital. He's got this hole in his head. I said, what happened? And they said, we were wrestling. The good news is me and PJ were winning. They were all wrestling and playing, and so they took him to the, you know, place and stitched him up, and he's fine. But he does have a scratch on his head that's probably going to be there for a long time. But they didn't mean it. They were just wrestling. They were just playing. But sometimes family hurts each other. Just like they hurt you, you're going to hurt other people. But if we continue to understand the Word of God, which says Christmas is forgiving, if we forgive one another as God has forgiven us, we stop the hurt, because the cycle of hurt stops with us. Because if you're not careful, I've been hurt, therefore I hurt. Because hurt people, come on, shout it, class. Why? Hurt people, hurt people. Christmas is forgiving. So that means you can go into people that done you wrong, people that said things they shouldn't say, people that, you know, you got the list. How many of y'all got a list? You got a list of some people that you know what they did. How many of y'all like me and you forgave them, but every once in a while you still think about it? Come on, you guys are not participating. I'm saying right now, you and I have to realize that some people meant it, some people didn't mean it, but by us making them pay, all we're doing is forfeiting the bigger gift, which is forgiveness. This thing doesn't matter to me. It's no big deal. In 2018, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give in 2017 the gift of forgiving, and I'm going to go into 2018, and nobody's going to owe me anything, and I'm not going to owe anybody anything except to love them. I'm just going to be happy. You're going to run around like Buddy the Elf. Come on, somebody. Jumping in your leotard saying, oh, yeah, let's have some candy. Which, by the way, is a great movie. It will help you and bless you. Forgive them. Everybody shall forgive them. Christmas is forgiving. Now, sometimes you don't realize that you're actually doing the right thing, but you are. I was in New Orleans, Louisiana this week with a couple preachers and actually my pastor, Pastor Chris Hodges, and we were in this cab, and I got in the cab, and I was all the way in the back of the minivan because I'm young and agile, and they're not, and so I go all the way in the back. Actually, PC was back there with me too. And so then it got time to pay the cab, and so I grabbed my money, and then I had my phone in my hand because I don't leave home without it. How many of y'all like me? You don't leave home. If you forget your kid, you're like, I'll be back. But you forget your phone, you're going back. Come on, you with me right now? You're like, I can't go without a phone. I got to go back. So I got my phone, but I have this really kind of small camera, and I love it. It takes really good pictures, and I love this camera. It's like a $300 camera. And somehow, while I was ding-donging around, I got out of the cab and left the camera. So now we're at the restaurant, and I go, oh my gosh, Nicole, I forgot the camera. But I'm going to go back outside because, I mean, after all, how many cabs can there be? We own white minivans. So I went out, and there were like 500 white minivans and three different cab companies. I'm like, which one is it? So when I went back in, I said, Nicole, I don't know which one it is. You know, I don't even know the cab number. She says, I know the cab number. I'm like, go, Rain Man. Come on. I got a girl that, how did you know the cab number? She said, when you were in the back of the cab and you saw the umbrella that wasn't yours, you passed it all the way to the front and said, somebody forgot this. When you did that, I thought, wow, that's stupid. It's raining. We need the umbrella. I'm not saying I thought this. I'm saying your pastor's jacked up. She's going to steal the umbrella. I was thinking it too. Then she said, it's never going to get back to the person. And after all, how would they know? I guess they would have to know the number of the cab. I wonder where they would get the number for. Oh, there it is. So if I hadn't have gave back the little $2 umbrella, she wouldn't have known the number. I wouldn't have got my camera that I got 20 minutes later. Thank you very much. Somebody ought to shout amen. Sometimes you don't realize the little thing that you're doing is actually for a big thing. Not only did I love the camera, I had taken some killer skinny selfies that I didn't want to lose. Come on, somebody. These didn't even need Photoshop. These were ready to go. I was going to post it the next morning saying, I just woke up like this. Come on, you know who you is. So we have to, Matthew 6 says, verse 12, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So what are we going to do? I think the Christmas gift that we need to give more than anything is giving people a break. Letting people off the hook. Saying you're paid in full. And that does not mean going to Christmas Eve and say, you remember what you did to me in 1982? I'm going to forgive you. They might not even remember. Because the worst is for you to go through your whole life watching them on Instagram, not even remember, and you be stalking them. Come on, somebody ought to say amen. Because you just have to understand that we have to bear with one another and we have to forgive one another if you want to have a good Christmas, and you do. Because again, no matter what gift you get, if you don't get the gift of being happy with you, you're just not going to be happy. Let's move on. I'm digging a hole deeper. Colossians 3, verse 13. Check this out. It says, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, as Christ has forgiven you, so must you do also. But above all these things, put on love as a bond of perfection and let peace rule. Let the peace of God rule in your heart, because you're called in one body and to be thankful. So above all, put on love. In other words, wrap yourself like gift wrapping. Wrap yourself in love. You're saying, I'm just going to love no matter what. I'm not going to say what's on my mind, because oftentimes I say what's on my mind and then I realize, wow, I shouldn't have said that. Anybody ever said something and you wish you hadn't said it? Anybody ever sent a text message and you heard zoop and you wish, man, I wouldn't have done that. Anybody ever went to the person and tried to delete it before they saw the text? Who is it? Two of you, me, okay. That's why I make Nicole let me have face recognition on her phone too, in case I need to delete something. So you got to go back and say, hang on, I'm going to wrap myself in love, because wrapping matters. Y'all been wrapping stuff? I don't wrap. I mean, like presents, I wrap like as in run rhymes together. My rap name's White Chocolate. That's a whole other sermon. But wrapping's not a big deal. Ashton was doing FaceTime with her friend yesterday, Morgan. And so she lives in Lower Arnold, she says. It's L.A. She likes to call it L.A. And so Ashton and her are FaceTiming, doing their makeup. And then I hear, oh, I'm going to see you today? Yeah. Oh, good, I'll bring your present. Ashton said, I'll bring your present. Ashton says, does it matter if it's wrapped? She said, no. She said, good, because I don't wrap good. She said, good, me neither. And then they said, wrapping's a waste of time anyway, because all you do is unwrap it. And then you throw the wrapping paper away. And I'm sitting here listening to this going, this is screwed up. But they were fine not wrapping it. But how many of y'all like me and you're not fine not wrapping it? Come on, raise your hand. I'm saying, I don't want to wrap it, but I want it to be wrapped because I want to be surprised, or at least act like I'm surprised. But wrapping matters, okay? So the Bible says wrap yourself in love, because wrapping matters. Because if you don't wrap yourself in love, you'll say, they hurt me, so I'll hurt them. I'm not going to turn the other cheek. They already got me on all fours. I am moving to something else. I'm going to do unto them as they've done unto me. And all it really does is hold you back from enjoying your life. So you can get all the presents you want, but if you don't give the gift of forgiving, you will make other people pay. And in reality, you will be the one who is paying. Come on, Weldon Springs ought to say amen anyway. I think, how many of y'all getting something out of this right now? How many of y'all like me and you can think of people that really need this sermon? Raise your hand if you're like, I know some people that really, really need this. So we need to forgive. My dad, who's in heaven today, when he died, he was still mad at his aunt. Now, it's going to freak you out. You're going to think this is a fake name, but this is real. His aunt's name, I never met her, but his aunt's name was Dude. Can you imagine that? No wonder she was mean. Isn't that right? They wrote a song about her. Dude looks like a lady. Okay, so her name was Dude. And his aunt told my dad, told his dad, my dad's dad, my grandpa, told a lie about my dad that my dad didn't do. And my grandpa believed it. And it made them have a really rough time together and mad. And so the lady died. She had been dead 20 years. And my dad was telling me the story about his Aunt Dude. He had never, ever really let it go. I'm not even positive that he had forgiven her. Do you know that it's a bad situation when people are gone on and you're still mad at them? Somebody ought to say amen up in here right now. I'm talking about Christmas is for giving. The best gift you can give them, especially, I know it wasn't hurting her anymore because she was gone. She had already went to heaven. She was a Christian. But my dad was living in a little bit of hell because he was still mad at something he couldn't do anything about. So a lot of times you just got to choose to be happy. The gift you need to give you, because I'm all about giving a gift that we both can use. When Nicole and I first got married, I bought her a mountain bike because we both could use it. I didn't realize that was a bad thing. So if you're a newly married person, don't do that. If you didn't get anything out of this sermon, don't buy your wife a mountain bike. Then ever. Then I bought her a dishwasher. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. No, I didn't do that. But I like a gift we both can use. So the gift Jesus gave us was he gave us the gift of giving, but he also gave us the gift of forgiving, and he forgave us before we had ever done anything wrong. Before you were born, he forgave you. And so now that we have received his grace, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. He throws it as far as the east is from the west, and he forgets about it. So we must do the best we can to say, I'm going to forgive, and to the best of my ability, I'm going to give everybody the gift of forgiving. This is what stops marriages from growing. This is what alienates people. This is what causes families to depart and stay away from each other. I'm telling you, life is too short. I'm begging you this Christmas to give the gift of forgiving. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise today. Forgive them. Let them go. Just let it be the gift that you give them, and it's a gift you both can use because now you're happy as well. You just go around happy. You just got to go around happy. Because I don't know how many Christmases you got left, but it's not as many as you had last year. And you just got to be happy and go around and laugh by faith and walk by faith. Because if we want to enjoy our life, we've got to forgive people. Luke 17, verse 1, it says, then his disciples said, it's impossible that offenses should come, but woe unto him in which they come. It would be better for him that his millstone was hung around his neck and thrown in the depths of the sea than he should offend one of these little ones. Verse 3, take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. How many of y'all like me and you got that part? I'm like, I got that. I'm good. I'm doing the worst so far. If he repents, forgive him. 7 times in a day. If he returns to you saying, repent, you should forgive him. And then I love this next verse, the last one. It says, and the apostles said, increase our faith. In other words, if I'm going to forgive somebody 490 times a day, if that's what you want, you got to increase my faith. Everybody shout, you got to increase my faith. So that means you might even want to just memorize that verse right there. Lord, increase my faith. So when you go to the holidays this weekend, you can walk in Christmas Day, and on the way into Uncle Bob's house, you can go, Lord, increase my faith. But God says, when they said, how many times should we forgive? 7? I thought that was a big number. 7? And he said, no, 70 times 7. So yeah, they got out their iPhone, got on their calculator, and they said, that's 490 times. That's a whole lot of times. 490 times? Lord, increase our faith. In other words, God knew that there was going to be some difficult people. I know there's none here. It's just like the good drivers. How many of y'all, when you're driving, there's a lot of bad drivers. Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about right now. How many of y'all, you're like me and you're a good driver? Come on, raise your hand. Isn't it weird that we all go to the same church? I don't know how it happens, but we do. Okay, so there's a lot of cray-cray people out there that can't drive, and God knew there were going to be people that make you mad, but there's a difference between people that make you mad in traffic because you don't really love them. So that you flash mad, but you don't think about them 20 years later. But somebody that you love, when they hurt you. 20 years later, you can be driving down the car and you can get mad at somebody and you ain't even really mad at them. You're mad at somebody 20 years ago, but you never gave the gift of forgiving. So therefore, you really went off on them. I've seen guys go crazy. Like they come into my office, they go, "Oh my God, my wife went crazy. She just went nuts. She just went nuts. Just all of a sudden, all I said was," I said, "That's not all you said. Back in 1977, you said something. Back in 1982, you said something. Back in 1997, you said something. This ain't all you said. All I said was I didn't think those shoes were the right color." No, that ain't all you said. That's the last thing you said. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. You go through phases, and so you have to forgive people. If you're holding animosity, your marriage isn't going to work. Your kids aren't going to work. You just got to forgive everybody. You got to count it not a wrong done. Say, "Lord, increase my faith, and if they host me 490 times, I'm going to keep coming up and go, 'Can I help you? You want a hot apple pie with that?'" Instead of being mean. Because if we don't forgive other people, we're really not loving our neighbor as ourselves. I remember the first time I heard that scripture, love your neighbor as yourself. My dad never preached a lot on this because he was a cop over at Woodson Terrace. In fact, there's a cop here from Woodson Terrace that I just talked to a minute ago. He said there's actually a picture of my dad at the Woodson Terrace Police Department with a bunch of cops there. I said, "Isn't that something?" There's a picture of a lot of my family at the post office. I didn't know that it was there. But my daddy, he went through a lot. He was aggravated. He was mad about what Aunt Dude said. And he was mad about what happened in Vietnam. And he was just mad. He just walked around mad. He preached mad. He talked mad. In fact, when I was growing up, I just thought everybody was mad. And he was just mad all the time. And our dog didn't even have fleas. It had hornets. Come on, somebody. He was just mad. But he wasn't mad right now at what happened. He's just mad. And the accumulation of mad made him miserable. So sometimes I'd walk in, and because I'm jovial and I like to laugh, and he liked to be around me because I made him laugh because I was so silly, and I was his favorite kid because I made him laugh. But then there were some days, no matter how hard I tried to make him laugh, I realized he's just not going to laugh no matter what. And sometimes he'd say, "Stop laughing." Have you ever tried to stop laughing when you were really laughing? You're in the back of the car on a trip. That was me. But my dad wasn't mad at what just happened. He was mad by an accumulation of things that happened. And if you don't forgive them, if you don't give them the gift that both y'all could use, which is Christmas is for giving. Come on, Weldon, everybody shout it. Christmas is for giving. Then you'll walk around like little PJ looking at the scratch on his head. So we prayed for PJ, and I said, "He's really pretty, so make sure you take him to Children's Hospital. Don't take him to MedFirst. Make sure there's some kind of, you got good insurance at the church, you get a cosmetic surgery. In fact, do whatever the boy wants to do. If you got some work he wants done, get it done now. But don't allow the scar to be there as much as possible." But I also said, "Tell PJ that a real man ain't a man until he got some scratches on. You be a girly man if you're like, 'Don't touch me.' No, we got a real man. You got some scratches. You wrestled. So if you got some scratches and you got some scars, you don't look and say, 'That dirty rascal,' and the scars could be on your heart. You say, 'I'm going to forgive them. I'm going to let them loose. I'm going to give them the gift of forgiving. And I'm also going to release them in my own heart so I can enjoy my life. Because if I don't deal with this emotion that I got right now, I'm going to pass it on to my kids. Because unforgiveness sometimes is hereditary. You can be prone to be, I'll tell you what, been there, done that. All men are bad." No, not all men are bad. Some men are bad. All women are the same. No, they're not. There's different kinds of women. Now, you can't throw any group of people in one group or pile. All people are created in the image and the likeness and the loving image of God. And if we walk in love with everybody and we love everybody and we see the best in everybody, the chances are they will continue to rise to that level instead of being what we say they are, like a thermometer or a thermostat. We're saying, "Here's what I want it to be." And it takes time. But if you give the gift of forgiving and you ask God to increase your faith and you wrap yourself like a Christmas present in love, it's hard for people to offend you because people try to offend me every day. I was told last night when I was preaching three things that I shouldn't say by different people. I was told you need to wear a suit on Christmas Eve because I brought my family and you wore jeans. Yet today I heard somebody say, "I brought my family and I feel like you're overdressed. Now it makes me uncomfortable." So I'm like, do I need to wear a skirt? What kind of skirt do I need to wear? And then somebody said earlier, she yelled out and said, well, you could wear a kilt. And I said, if I did wear a kilt, I'd hashtag it and say kilt it, because it just, you just don't. I got to be me. Come on, somebody, because you can't make everybody be happy. But if you're happy, it doesn't really even matter what they say. You'll just realize, you know what? I don't know what to wear and I don't know what to do. All I know how to do is just do what I'm doing. So I'm going to do the best that I can be, and I'm going to be me. Nobody can be me than me, and nobody can be a better me than me. So I just got to be me, and you just got to be you. So enjoy you, embrace you, love you, and love them. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise. I got one lady even standing. I got a man standing. Come on now, somebody ought to praise God. I got ushers doing this in the back. I bet Weldon Springs is probably going, ooh, ooh. I must say that it is a different me than most preachers, though, because this is the weirdest Christmas sermon that I've even ever heard. But I like it, because it's something that you need. I could have given you something you wanted. Just like at Christmas time, sometimes you wanted something, and your mama got you socks. Remember that? Remember you wanted something, and she got your underwear. Come on, somebody ought to say, you needed underwear, but you actually wanted a game. But she knew, you need this, because this ain't no game. But I promise you, this gift that I'm giving you right now will get you whatever you want. Because when you're right and you act right, you attract more right to your life. And somebody will be in your life to help you remember the cab number, and you get all your stuff back. I have a question, and I want you to be comfortable with nobody looking around. So I'm asking you here in Weldon to close your eyes right now. Nobody looking around on all campuses. And I want you to be honest with God, and I'm going to look as well. How many would say, Pastor, I actually did need this particular present today? This is helping me. Raise your hand, all campuses. Let's see it. You can put it back down. How many, as an act of your own will right now, would say, Pastor, pray for me that God does give me the strength, increases my faith, so I can forgive people because I do have some issues there. Come on, raise your hand. It won't be everybody, but most everybody. Now put it down and let's pray this prayer. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus, our Savior. He was a baby, but now he is a man. He is our Savior, our Lord, and he has given us an instruction book to put our life together like a gift. There are a lot of pieces. The box says some assembly may be required. So I realize today that we have assembled at your house, and God, you will this Christmas and this new year help me put my life together so the rest of my life will be the best of my life. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. Come on, give the Lord praise as you watch this. Merry Christmas.
We're glad you joined us today. We know God is doing so much in and through your life, and we want to hear about it. If you take a moment and send us an email and tell us your story at yournewfriend@faithchurch.com. Also, if you'd like to support and partner with this ministry, we'd love for you to go to faithchurch.com/give and simply select the best giving option for you. Thanks again for joining us. We hope you enjoyed today's message.